This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones, and welcome to Marketing Voices. Before I interview today's guest, who is Ben McConnell, is co-author of a book called Citizen Marketers, When People Are the Message, I wanted to thank my Marketing Voices sponsors, Audible.com and WebEx. And as many of my listeners know, Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. And given this sponsorship, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook download when you log on to www.audible.com/marketingvoices. And this is a special offer just for PodTech listeners, and it's not available anywhere else. And Ben is, as I mentioned, my interview today, and this book is actually going to be and is on Audible.com. So for those of you that want to go to the site after the interview or whenever and download the book, you can and do a free download. And as for WebEx, many of you know they are the worldwide leader in online meeting applications, and more than 3.5 million people use WebEx every month to communicate and collaborate online. So I just want to say thanks again to Audible.com and WebEx for their sponsorships. And as I mentioned, Ben McConnell is the interview today's co-author of Citizen Marketers. And so, Ben, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. And I love Audible, too.
Oh, that's good. Very good. We're not just promoting everything here. But anyway, so, Ben, the book was really interesting. I just reread it again last night. I'd gotten it about a month and a half ago. And so, given that the Citizen Marketers explores the ramifications of today's social media, what do you think are the top three findings or observations you discovered when you did the book?
Well, I think, first of all, for any organization basically in the world, but especially in the United States because so much of what's happening in social media is concentrated in the United States, any organization is really undergoing or facing a seismic shift in customer support and the way that customer support is delivered and the way that it is executed on a daily basis. So to explain that, I guess what this means is if a company is traditionally believes that it's in control of its customer support operation and that it has the way to be able to deliver scripts and be able to deliver messages within those scripts or kind of integrate marketing sometimes into their customer support, that's all kind of being very quickly washed away and changed and manipulated by customers creating their own communities online and supporting one another. And you see this in a whole rash of technology-related products, but you also see it in non-technology products like, oh, say, soda or beverages or cars. There are vast communities that have just kind of sprung up by everyday people who support one another in their use of and in their, support questions that would normally come into an operational center.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I interviewed Scott Wilder of Intuit, and I know he was in your book as well in terms of what he's doing, that this is really a strong part of the whole social media.
And, you know, it also kind of breaks down barriers that around the way companies organize themselves, typically by nations or by geographic regions and those subunits that may have different ownerships partitions, and then they have different support systems for those partitions. And of course, for somebody who's in Britain, they don't really care whether or not it's a different unit that is supporting the product or the service in the UK or Europe versus the United States. And this is, you know, these are presenting very big and headache-inducing challenges for especially multinational companies.
So in terms of this sort of listing off three observations that you kind of got out of all your research and all of that, what are sort of just list off three, like boom, 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 three points that you think are really important?
Sure. Well, the first is this idea of customer support now is being radically changed. The second observation that we were able to come up with was actually being able to classify the citizen marketers, these volunteer content creators who are out there, into the, what we call the four Fs. And then the third thing that we kind of observed and put together was the 1% rule. So if we want to talk about the four Fs real quickly.
Yeah, good.
In terms of classifying who are these people and what do they do. There's filters, fanatics, facilitators, and firecrackers. And just real briefly, the filters are basically kind of brand journalists. They're people like Mike Kolchny of who blogs about the online service Netflix. And he is basically kind of this regular journalist, but not a journalist, who he acts like one, and he's constantly providing updates about the industry and about Netflix itself. And he gets quoted in the media a lot, and he's kind of this filter and redistributor of information. Then there are fanatics who are they're the passionate, evangelistic zealots who love a brand, you know, whether it's Target or Dad's Root Beer or Coca-Cola or a Corvette, and they spend, you know, sometimes hours a day blogging about this product that they love or this company that they love and dedicate themselves to it. And their primary mission or goal in life is to make the product or the brand better. They feel so passionately about it that, you know, they're not afraid to slap the brand around a little bit if it stumbles or falters or has some sort of miscommunication. Then there's facilitators who bring, you know, their mission in life is to bring other people like them together into a community, whether it's around a particular brand of notebooks or TiVo has its own self-organized community of about 200, 250,000 people these days, and they're all there to basically support one another in their use of TiVo and also to have something of a community feeling around it as well. And then the firecrackers are the ones that you hear about a lot, and whether it's in blogs or the traditional media, people who create videos about, like Hillary Clinton, who was had a video created about her that was a spinoff of the 1984 commercial from Apple. And they create a, you know, they're called firecrackers because they create a lot of smoke and noise. Maybe somebody gets a finger blown off in the outcome, and then, you know, poof, they're gone. You don't hear from the creator again, and they've gone on with something else in their life.
So when you created these categories, in a sense, for people, this was after really studying, in a sense, the whole, you know, blogosphere and ultimately, to your point, the citizens of the world in order to be able to categorize them.
Yeah, we looked at hundreds of different citizen marketers who are out there blogging on a regular basis about products, brands, organizations, or people, or they're creating podcasts about them, they're facilitating communities, and really just to try to get a general sense of what it is that they do and who they are. And then also really, I mean, ideally for marketers or public relations people to understand what type of citizen marketer they may be, you know, contending with if someone pops up on their radar, and to be able to get a sense of what it is that they're looking for, these citizen marketers, in terms of contact or connection with a company.
Interesting. So what is this 1% rule?
Well, the 1% rule basically states that of the total number of people who will come into a what we call a democratized forum that you may set up, a Web 2.0-like community, about 1% of them are going to create content for it. So this kind of pushes aside any notions of the 80-20 rule where some companies may have expectations that they set up a community, some sort of online community, or primarily online, that some 20% of our total visitors will come in and create content for it or synthesize it and really kind of get involved and take root quickly, like Wikipedia or other sites that are, you know, like YouTube. And I think the reality is for so many, you know, even really big established brands that set up these communities, and especially startups too, is that it is slow going. And the 1%ers, this 1% of people who come in and actually create content or kind of get the wheels in motion, they're the people who plant the roots for you. But finding them and keeping them and finding others like them to, you know, bolster that 1%, total 1%, is really tough work. And it really never varies above 1% more than 1 or 2 points in a whole bunch of different examples that we were able to look at from data that a whole bunch of companies provided us.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I know that in PodTech's case, when we work with companies such as Juniper or Intel, that we have really seen that, I have to tell you. So it really does fall in the same category. So in terms of what you would sort of characterize this group as being, what are sort of the attributes, the characteristics of the group?
Well, I think a one percenter is, first of all, they're an early adopter. They are technology savvy. They know how to set up networks both from a figurative sense and a literal sense, like on a computer. They are typically pretty well educated. They're very often male. They are in that kind of 18 to 34-year-old range often, but not exclusively. They are, you know, if we were to look at them psychographically, they typically are rebels. And we found that there's a lot of correlations between them and people who are in motorcycle gangs. So if you look at, like, the history of motorcycle gangs, it's really interesting that most motorcycle gangs in the United States, at least, have this fraternity where the community is strong as steel. I mean, they live and die for each other, you know, in some cases, literally. And they're not really about breaking the law so much as they are just kind of thumbing their noses at common expectations of traditional society. They don't, you know, shop at the Gap and or Banana Republic, and they don't care about Whole Foods. They really kind of care about living a lifestyle that is based on the traditions and notions of the community itself, their small, tightly knit community. And this is true for so many Wikipedians. I mean, there it is, a small, tightly knit community that you know, argues among itself, and but is very strong online in within its own community, and how they decide Wikipedia is going to continue to grow and prosper and maintain its core essence.
Well, so how should marketers then be looking at this 1% rule? If you assume that Coca-Cola's CMO is listening to this and says, okay, I want to get to know our 1% better, and how do they then sort of incorporate them, I use that term lightly, and then really just get to know them better so that they can, you know, leverage their fan base in a sense for themselves?
Well, I think the way that you find them is you set up a community that allows them to participate. You setting up different types of participation systems. And I think one thing that's important to remember about any of the one percenters who are, you know, core heavy-duty loyalists who, you know, will tattoo your brand onto their forehead if that's what the community demands, is that they are not like your typical average customer. They are anything but typical. And this is scary, I think, to a lot of marketers, because they think the people who are the one percenters are out there. They're not like almost any other people. So I think there's a fear that they will drive away or scare off some of the casual customers or casual users. So first of all, kind of building a system for them, building being hands off in the way that the community of one percenters is run is really kind of turning over the reins of ownership to them. What you're doing is you're just providing a form for them to meet that's convenient for them. And like Daily Kos, for instance, is a community site, a grassroots organization for people who feel strongly about kind of liberal or left-wing politics. Marcos Mulcitas, who built that, said, I just built a website. I just turned ownership over to the community. They're the ones who built it up.
Well, boy, Ben, I feel like you and I could go on for hours here, but I'm going to have to say thank you so much for the podcast. And, I hope that, your book is even more successful than it has been already.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Great. Well, I have been talking to Ben McConnell, who's co-author of a book called Citizen Marketers, When People Are the Message. And as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, Audible.com is sponsoring Marketing Voices and offering a free audiobook download when you log on to www.audible.com/marketingvoices. So if you're interested in getting a copy of this book, you can go there and get your free download. And additionally, thank you to WebEx for their sponsorship. And for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.